Puppy and a news story, Liv and I actually have something in common. The more you know about their source, the more certain you'll be to enjoy and benefit from each of them fully. My next guest joins us with an update on a piece of legislation going through the State House in Trenton. Actually, it's gone through the State House in Trenton. It's that next step that has it in suspended animation regarding more detailed mandated consumer information regarding puppies that pet shops have for sale. Here with the details is the Senior State Director of ASPCA Government Relations, as well as attorney, Deborah Bresch. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
And of course, it's ASPCA.org on the web. And what this is, for you listening, it is in the Senate. It was S-1870 and companion bill in the Assembly, A-3306. And it establishes additional requirements under the Pet Purchase Protection Act to provide breeder information to the consumer about each cat or dog being offered for sale in a pet shop. So, Deborah, what were some of the additional points of information that this bill calls for?
Yeah, well, this is, as you say, it's a disclosure bill, largely. And the bill number is S-1870 now. Now that it's passed unanimously in both the Senate and the Assembly. So if your listeners would like to contact the governor, it's on his desk, ask him to sign it, that would be wonderful. They just have to ask for S-1870, urge him to sign S-1870. But the bill is a consumer rights bill. It requires disclosure of breeder and broker information, to consumers and municipalities. I mean, it may be hard to believe, but right now, pet shops are not required to reveal to consumers prior to a transaction where a dog has come from. So you know, it can remain a mystery where the dog has come from up until the time of purchase. And this bill would change that. It would require them to say, you know, who the breeder is or the broker, the middleman that the pet store bought the dog from, and their address and their USDA license number, because these breeders and brokers are there is a federal regulatory system, and they're licensed by the USDA, and that would have to be provided. And the information would also have to be posted on the cages, and there would also have to be a posting of the inspection reports that the USDA has done on those breeders and brokers, so consumers can see right on the spot what the history of those breeders, animal welfare history of those breeders and brokers is. And then in addition, sort of an added layer of protection for consumers and for animals would be that the bill prohibits the sale of pet stores from purchasing dogs from breeders and brokers that have a certain number of violations they've received through that inspection process by the federal government.
I would imagine, too, at least in the conception of the way the bill's detailed, if the pet shop owner is going to have to, if nothing else, do the research of the breeders that they're buying from and getting their supply of puppies from, if there is a breeder, and this isn't an indictment on the breeding industry, but there are some, just in any other industry, there are some bad ones in the barrel. It would filter out those bad ones, because sooner versus later, since there is more responsibility on the pet shop through this bill, in addition to the breeder, it would keep the bad ones out of circulation this way.
Well, that's right. I mean, the point here is to increase accountability across the board. I mean, essentially, while there is this federal regulatory system, there really is nothing going on at the state level. It's basically, as I said elsewhere, it's the wild, wild west in New Jersey. New Jersey, you know, essentially any breeder or broker can sell to a pet store totally unchecked. And the point here is to increase accountability for both breeders and brokers. And the pet store, and sort of to lift all boats, hopefully, you know, to get rid of the bottom of the barrel. This would get rid of some of the worst breeders and brokers. It wouldn't even get rid of all of them. It would get rid of some of them, and ideally, encourage both breeders and brokers to do better, and pet stores to look for better breeders and brokers. And there are lots of them out there that they can use.
Deborah Bresch, who is the Senior State Director of ASPCA Government Relations, also an attorney, ASPCA.org on the web. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. If I understand the bill correctly, too, I think there were amendments that were passed by in the Assembly and the Senate concurred. If a local community wanted to go above and beyond what S-1870 is all about, they have the open door to do that. If they see the need, this isn't a blanket bill because in some areas, some more might be needed, and some areas, not all this might be needed.
Well, that's right. And so localities, municipalities are free, would be free, if this is signed into law, to enact more restrictive measures that they feel are necessary. And we did not want to take that away from them. But we did want to provide sort of a minimum, a baseline,
sure,
of animal welfare and consumer rights, and sort of and set that threshold at the very least, you know, sort of below which breeders and brokers and pet stores cannot go in terms of treatment of animals and treatment of consumers.
And it should make note, too, this bill, it's not often you find a joint effort from both sides of the aisle down in the Gold Dome in Trenton, but this thing between committees as well as session votings in the individual chambers, this thing sailed through unanimous each and every time. So that's a positive call right there.
Well, absolutely. It was there was unanimous support in both chambers, and I think that's a recognition of the reasonable nature of this bill. And I think the feeling that people have about companion animals and an acknowledgement of the exploitation of those feelings by the pet industry currently. You know, these animals are not treated on the front end. You know, they're not treated as the back end, really. They're not treated as companion animals. They're treated as commodities. And we're trying to, you know, impose a regulatory framework so that their treatment matches to a greater degree people's feelings about these animals. And so, you know, to weed out, you know, some of the worst breeders and brokers and try to, you know, ensure that consumers are informed about the process.
And, you know, certainly if you haven't priced a dog lately, a lot of the breeds are not cheap. You'll see four-figure dogs very easily in your local neighborhood pet shop. But much like what we do with automobiles, it was a couple of decades ago, we had lemon laws put into play for greater consumer protection and seller transparency for a big ticket item. I mean, if someone wants to keep the idea of commodity, it's no different than how automobile sales are treated when you really get down to the foundation of everything.
Well, I suppose that's true, and we have, you know, made the argument that consumers in this context should be no less informed about what they're buying than they are in other realms, you know, but that's not the case right now. I mean, right now, you know, any animal that has been treated in any fashion, you know, can be sold to a pet store by a breeder or broker, and we just don't think that's, you know, we don't think that's right. We think that there should be some sort of floor below which breeders and brokers cannot sink, and the consumer should know what they're getting.
This bill is one in a series we've seen passed by the legislature. There was another one recently outlawing tattooing and tagging of non-farm animals. Believe it or not, for whatever reason, someone thought it was a great idea to have the Mets logo tattooed on their dog.
Yeah.
And there's also a bill that has gone through the legislature regarding the crates where farm pigs are kept in. Now, when you look at these and other bills, how receptive has the governor's office been to these? Have animal-related legislation bills been signed into law by this governor?
Well, yes, he has signed animal-related legislation. And the one that, you know, pops into mind immediately is the prohibition on the slaughter of horses, which he signed into law a couple of years ago. So I think he is receptive. I'm hoping in this situation he'll recognize that you know, about half of all households have dogs. People love their companion animals. This is an issue that, you know, folks expect, that animals, you know, companion animals will be treated, appropriately. You know, what we have found, we did a poll and found that, you know, 70% of people do not realize while they expect companion animals to receive good treatment, they do not realize that the animals sold in pet stores often come from extremely cruel circumstances. And so we want to, you know, change that calculus so folks who care about these issues understand, you know, what is being sold. And that, again, you know, the treatment of dogs begins to, in you know, that are sold to pet stores begins to sort of meet folks' expectations of how those dogs should be treated, because people do expect companion animals to be treated well. So we hope that Governor Christie recognizes that his constituency, you know, the folks, the residents of New Jersey, want companion animals to be treated properly, and that this bill will help achieve that goal.
And contact the governor to urge him to sign this into law. You can go over to state.nj.us/governor, state.nj.us/governor, and urge the governor's office to get him to sign S-1870 to add the additional requirements of the Pet Purchase Protection Act and make it more a fair, balanced, and a healthier environment for the pets who are looking for homes and want to have those homes and want to be healthy in those homes for a long, long time. Learn more about this and other issues, ASPCA.org. We've been joined this morning by the Senior State Director of the ASPCA Government Relations, as well as Attorney Deborah Brush. Deborah, thanks so much for the update on this. Thanks for being here this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.